Welcome to our audiobook, Chapter 2, Difference Between Traditional Statistics and Modern Statistics. So when you are going into traditional statistics, so rather than explaining what is traditional statistics or what is modern statistics, I want to just start with, we are using statistical analysis in data science for two different means. One is for the purpose of analysis and another one the purpose of prediction. Now let me take a small example of purpose of analysis. So when you are going with the purpose of analysis, let us take a small example. You are going for a vegetable market in order to buy certain sort of vegetables. So when you go to the vegetable market to buy some vegetables, so what you do, you hold some vegetables and you try to see it and you try to test it and you try to figure out the right vegetables and you try to take it in your basket or you buy it. So not only with vegetables, anything in order to find the better barber, in order to give you the haircut, in order to find a good tailor, in order to have a good stitching to your clothes, so even in order to have a good trainer, in order to learn some courses, so in order to even join in a company, which company would be good or which company would be bad. So most of the areas you are completely dedicated towards the analysis, right? So if you want to solve a problem, first you want to analyze the entire data set. Just imagine, friends, I came near you, you don't even know anything about me, and I said, hey, come on, so on and so explicit, try to make a statement about me. So how can you make a statement until and unless you analyze me, right? I came near you and again I asked you, hey, come on, make a statement about my losses and profits. So how can you make a statement? So without understanding who am I, how can you make a statement whether I am a good or bad, right? So whether I have a good profits or good losses, how can you make a statement? First you want to analyze my data. So after analyzing my data, what you would be doing, you try to start making a prediction. How can you make a prediction? So without learning about my information, just see, friends. So when you are able to make a prediction, it's all about you are learning about it, right? So now a new person came near you. So just imagine that I'm going very deep into the concept. So let's imagine that you are looking at someone's face today, right? So what your eyes gonna do? You are looking at someone's face or you are hearing to someone's voice. So your ears or your eye, they're gonna look at the face or they're gonna hear the voices, and they are learning the voices and they are learning the faces. That's the reason when a new person or when the same person come on the next day, your eyes is able to recognize, hey, I have seen you somewhere. So when my ears are listening to the same voice which I heard on the last day, my ear is able to make a statement, I heard this voice somewhere. So without learning, you can't make any statement, right? So you are able to drive the car. How can you drive it? Without learning, you can't drive the car, right? So when you're planning to go for some job, without learning or without knowing anything about your work area, without learning anything about your work area, you can't do your job, right? Just imagine, so you've been to a hotel, so in order to just go to that hotel or not to take a place in that hotel, so you analyze it, you look at the bed, you look at everything and you try to analyze it. So in order to analyze, there is nothing to learn about it. Just you see, you compare between this hotel and that hotel, but while you are learning a face, you never compare. So someone came near you, you never compare that, hey, you seems like that person, or you say that, hey, you seems to be like my father. So you just don't compare and you learn. Just based on the face, based on the features, you're gonna learn it, right? So always remember, friends, when you are using statistics in data science, one way you use it for analysis and another way you use it for prediction. So whatever the statistical analysis concepts like measures of central tendency, measures of dispersion, skewness, kurtosis, probability distribution, random variables, central limit theorems, statistical inference, all this kind of concepts comes under statistics for analysis. It can be like hypothesis. All this comes under statistics for analysis. And when you're going for statistics for prediction, so entropy, information gain, some Mayes, Bayes rule, we call it as, right? So you would be learning about Euclidean distance or some Minkowski distance, right? And you would be learning about weights and biases. So you'd be learning about what is gradient descent. You'd be learning about what is activation. So you'd be learning about how wet-text mining gonna work, what is a conditional probability and all this kind of stuff. So the statistics for prediction comes under machine learning theory. We nothing but we call it as statistics for prediction, right? In order to understand statistics for prediction, you want to understand what is a supervised learning, what is an unsupervised learning, so what is a reinforcement learning, right? What is a classification, what is a regression, what is a time-based series analysis. So all this theoretical concept you would be learning for statistics for prediction. When you're going for statistics for analysis, you learn all these things, mean, median, mode, and all this, so on and so forth stuff. All your basic schooling things. So all this comes under some advanced level of statistics. We use it mostly for prediction purpose. So from now, whatever we are dealing, we learn in this complete audiobook, you learn about statistics for analysis and a bunch of, and if you touch upon even, we would be dealing with statistics for prediction as well, so that it's gonna give you the future scope while you are learning machine learning or any of the things, right? So on the next chapter, we would be learning about what are the divisions in statistics. From very basic, we're gonna touch it, friends. So just have given a small, a detailed overview on the concepts. So from the next chapter, we go detailed on that same statistics for analysis. Thank you.